Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. At Church at Home, we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, so we can understand what a true Christian is, how we can become a true Christian, so we can understand the words of Jesus Christ, so we can understand the prophecies for today, and especially for the end time. There is coming a one world religion. And some people will say, how can that be? Can you imagine so-called Christians and Jews and Muslims and those who practice the Hindu faith? Although, how can you call it a faith? Belief. And Buddhism, or whatever other religion there is, that they all get together in hugs and in kisses, temporarily. Did you know that there is such a movement to do that today? How far along has it come? Do you know anything about it at all? And why is it coming? And someone would say, well, isn't that a good thing if Christians and Muslims get along? Isn't that a good thing if Hindus and Christians get along? Why, even the Pope says in a congratulatory letter to the Hindus, when they celebrate Diwali, he tells them that, oh, we are with you in this. Really? How can that be? Have you ever heard of that? Well, let's come to Matthew 24, right where we left off last time. And let's read one scripture here, and then we will go to the book of Revelation. And we will see the prophecies that, yes, there is coming a one world religion. Just like I preached, a one world government. And it is coming. It may not come the way that we think as we look at any, how shall we say, still shot in the movement of time going down toward the end, but it's going to happen. The Bible tells us it's going to happen. That's why you've got to believe God and His Word, not what men say. So when you hear me preach and teach on Church at Home, I want you to get out your Bible and prove it. Prove whether that is so. And then ask yourself the question, do I really want the truth? Now here in Matthew 24 and verse 24, it says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they shall present great signs and wonders in order to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Are they going to deceive the whole world? But they're also trying to deceive the elect so that they lose their salvation. And who are the elect? The elect are the ones that are selected by God because they seek God. They repent to God. They believe God. They love God. They've received the Holy Spirit of God because of repentance and baptism. They do the will of God. Those are the elect. And the dividing line in the world is coming. Just as sure as a great huge sword would come and slice through everything in front of it. Now let's come to Revelation 12. Because Revelation 12, 13 and 17 tell us an awful lot about what's going to happen in the end time. Now, a lot of people can't understand the book of Revelation because they're not willing to accept the truth of the books of the Bible, which are called the Old Testament. And other people don't understand it because they're not willing to forsake their traditions and holidays. Other people cannot understand it because they reject the New Testament. And those who are atheists can't understand anything because God says, the one who says in his heart, there is no God is a fool, regardless of how intellectual they may appear. But one thing for sure is happening. And I'm going to read a scripture to you that you can see being fulfilled every day in everything that's going on in this world, in the news, in entertainment, in music, in religion, in business, and yes, your own personal life. There is a God of this world, as we covered concerning Satan the devil, and he is called the prince of the power of the air. And he is busy, and he is active, and he is working overtime. And he is the great deceiver. And when he comes to deceive, he brings a benefit. He proclaims peace. And then destruction follows. Let's read it here. Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent, going clear back to Genesis 3, who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. All you have to do is look at the governments and religions of this world and the behavior of people, and you will know they are deceived. Jesus said, if you believe and practice the truth shall set you free. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And his words endure forever. And these are the words that Jesus Christ gave to the Apostle John to write. And the key to understanding the book of Revelation is, it is covering events that are worldwide, just like it says right here, deceiving the whole world. Not part of the world, not some of the world, not most of the world, but the whole world. And why is he deceiving them? Because people have rejected God, though he sent his word. Those who are supposed to teach the truth and profess themselves to be Christian reject God. We reject him out of our government. We reject him out of our homes. We reject him out of our lives. And don't you think that God is going to judge for that? Yes, indeed. Now let's notice here. Deceiving the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Did you know that Satan the devil has angels called demons in the Bible? And don't you know at the end time, everything is going to become more demonic and satanic and occult? Everything. That's why there's coming a one-world religion. And it's going to have a one-world leader. Let's come to Revelation 17. Let's see how this system works. Let's see how the Bible describes it. Now, we know that there are many different interpretations concerning Revelation 17. But when you understand that the book of Revelation is talking about worldwide events that affect the whole world, then you will begin to grasp and understand what is happening. So you have to, number one, understand that Satan is deceiving the whole world. Now, just as God works through human beings, so does Satan work through human beings. God works through human beings with his Holy Spirit. Satan works through human beings to lead them astray, to reward them, to give them great wealth, to give them power, to give them authority over the earth. Now here in Revelation 17, we find this. Verse 1, and one of the angels who had the seven vials came and spoke with me, saying, come here, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters. The great whore. The harlot. What is the successor of that? The original great whore was Babylon. Today, we have Babylon the Great. Today, we have Babylon in religion, in economics, and in government. But you see, one of the guiding forces behind this is the great false religion. And the headquarters of that as strange as it may seem, will undoubtedly be the city of Rome. Let's go on. The great whore, who sits upon many waters. What are the waters? Come over here to verse 15. You see, here's how to understand the Bible. Let the Bible interpret itself. You don't need any guesswork. Now, that's the way you understand complicated things in the Bible. You start off with the things that are simple, and you go from there. And whatever you find that you understand, and God tells you to do something, then you obey Him. And your understanding will begin to open. And the deceit of this world that has blinded you through the spiritual power of Satan and his agents will begin to be lifted. But if you cease doing that, again you will be deceived. Verse 15, the many waters. Then he said to me, the waters that you saw where the whore sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. Does that not sound like the whole world? Let's see the same thing here in Revelation 13. Because Revelation 17 and Revelation 13 need to be understood in tandem. The first part of Revelation 13 tells us about the coming one world government. And it's going to come. Notice how it also starts out. Verse 1. Here's John writing what he saw. I stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rising up out of the sea with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Let's see what kind of power was given to him. Let's see how this is going to be. It talks about that they worship Satan the devil, the whole world, and Satan gives him his power and his throne and his great authority. Notice this, verse 7. And power was given him to make war against the saints and to overcome them, and he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. I want you to grasp what that is saying. Worldwide, globally. Notice this, verse 8. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Is that not a worldwide dictatorship? Is that not a worldwide government? Well, likewise, to come along with it, there's going to be a one world religion. And it's going to come out of old ancient Babylon the Great. Now back to Revelation 17. Notice what happens. And notice it is the same thing that has always happened. Governments understand they need the power of religion to control the masses. Let's read it. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. That means that they have entered into alliances with the religions to solidify their power base. And their power base in the end time, comes from Satan the devil. Let's read on. And those who dwell on the earth, see, everyone, were made drunk by the wine of her fornication. Now, when you are drunk, now this is spiritual drunkenness, of course. Now, you may be a teetotaler, but you may be spiritually blinded and drunk. That means you don't know right from wrong. You can't tell the truth from a lie. The deception is just like people are in a drunken state. And how about today? How many people are on drugs, legal and illegal, and over the counter? And how many people have been made slaves to the system? Now, you are a slave if someone controls you through economics, health practices, religion, government, you're a slave. Now, the Bible shows there are two kinds of slaves. Number one, those who serve the world and Satan, the devil. And number two, those who are servants of God, the saints. Let's read on. Here's what he saw. And he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast that had 7 heads and 10 horns full of the names of blasphemy. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and was adorned with pearls and precious stones, and she had a golden cup in her hand filled with abominations of the filthiness of her fornications. Religious system, writing the government system. Now, isn't it interesting that in the European Union in Brussels, they have their European Union building, and they build it in such a way to mimic the fallen Tower of Babel. Now, IBM had an ad on television showing the artist's depiction of the crumbling of the Tower of Babel. And they boldly professed, what they began, we will finish. Now, let's see how she's identified. A lot of people say, oh, well, that's the Roman Catholic Church. Well, maybe the Roman Catholic Church is one of the leading ones because she's inheritor of the Babylonian mysteries. But let's read what else happens. And this is an end time vision here. Verse 5, and across her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now, who are the harlots? Well, she's the great whore. Every religion that came out of Babylon, ancient, and now worked together in this time, all the different religions then, are the daughters of Babylon the Great. Now, when full-grown daughters come back and assemble with their mother, they're more on an equal basis, aren't they? And that's going to be the basis for the coming one world religion. And then there's going to rise a man that is called the false prophet. And he is going to be given great power from Satan the devil. So let's see that when we come back here to Revelation 13. And again, remember, nearly all the events in the book of Revelation are huge worldwide events. Now, we saw just a little bit ago how the civil government and its leader is going to have control over the whole earth, every language and nation and tribe. Now, what about the one who is the religious leader, who, as we'll see in a little bit, is called the false prophet? Let's see how he appears on the scene. Let's see how this is going to be. Verse 11, and I saw another beast rising out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. Same inspiration and same source of power, Satan the devil. Not from God. Just exactly like it showed back there in Revelation 17, she rides the beast. They both mutually support one another. And you see, they all know that unless you can get cooperation with the religions, there will never be a world government. So we're going to see what they've been doing about it. And we're going to see how far they have come. But let's see the thing that will be the crowning glory, to bring them all together and to agree. Because God says that he puts it in their hearts to agree. And with the deception of Satan the devil, this is going to look so wonderful. This is going to be so good. You know, we're a diverse world. Many nations, many languages. We have to have tolerance. We have to accept one another. And all of that sort of thing. Now, that's not the message from God. The message from God for those who are caught in this Babylonian system is, come out of her, my people. You turn to the true God and to the true Jesus Christ. And that's why church at all. Let's read it here. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast before him. That's worldwide, is it not? And he causes the earth. Is that all inclusive of the orb of this earth? And those who dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Because, you see, this beast, the second one here, that looks like a lamb, supposed to represent Christ, supposed to represent a way of salvation, but speaks like a dragon, is going to perform a great miracle to cause the deadly wound of the beast to be healed. And the whole world's going to go, oh, this has got to be from God. Yes, they'll believe that because they're deceived. Remember where we started? Satan the devil is deceiving the whole world. How deceived are you? And what are you going to do about it? Or are you going to get caught up in everything that's going on here? Huh? Because this prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Notice what he does, verse 13. And he performs great wonders so that he even makes fire to come down from heaven to the earth in the sight of men. Now, won't that be convincing? Won't the doubters say, well, when they see the beast healed and then fire coming down from heaven, and he is professing that all men get along, and all men come together in this one united world religion. Will that convince the Muslims for a while? Of course it will. Remember the vision of Fatima? That brings the Catholics and Muslims together. Would a miracle do this? Yes, indeed. What happens when these miracles take place? Verse 14, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by means of the wonders that were given to him to perform in the sight of the beast, right in the presence of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast which had the wound by the sword yet was alive. First thing they do to celebrate it, they're going to make an image for the beast, and then they're going to be commanded, you know, if you don't make an image of the beast, then you're going to be killed. And, of course, those who are the true Christians won't do that, so they'll lose their lives. And so we also have to understand this. Just as Jesus Christ died for us, he may require that we die in the faith for him through martyrdom. Not going around with bombs wrapped around us to blow ourselves up to kill people. No. But to love and serve God. So there is coming a one world religion. The Bible prophesies it. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and go to our other website, cbcg.org. And there we have many things you can download, sermons, videos, transcripts, booklets, the whole thing. And it is a vast, detailed website. And you need to know, God is going to hold you accountable. This is not a fast drive-through religion where all of a sudden, ipso facto, you are saved. You've got to come to God. You've got to seek God. So once again, until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.